Deus in adiutorium meum intente,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Angels and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim thronged the air. But his mother only, in her maiden bliss, worshipped the Beloved with a kiss. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption, Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love. Great is his power to save. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today is born the Savior of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and became visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim in turn to you, so that you may share life with us. This fellowship of ours is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia. He lived among us. Alleluia, alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia. The King of Heaven humbled himself to be born of a virgin, that he might restore man to the kingdom he had lost.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatum edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenies in progenies timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis suis. Te possuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The King of Heaven humbled himself to be born of a virgin, that he might restore man to the kingdom he had lost. Let us ask the Father of mercies, who anointed his Son with the Holy Spirit and sent him to preach the good news to the poor. God have mercy on us. Merciful and ever-living God, you desire all to be saved and to come to knowledge of your truth. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son to the world. Let the whole world rejoice in his birth. You sent him to proclaim the good news to the poor, to announce release to captives, and to proclaim a time of favor. Grant freedom and peace to all. You directed the wise men to adore your Son. Receive the homage of our faith and prayer. After the wise men, you called all people out of the darkness and into your wonderful light, so that at Jesus' name every knee should bend. Make us go forth as witnesses of the good news. You made Christ born in Bethlehem a light to the nations. Reveal your glory to our brothers and sisters who have died.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Almighty and invisible God, who dispersed the darkness of this world by the coming of your light, look, we pray, with serene countenance upon us, that we may acclaim with fitting praise the greatness of the nativity of your only begotten Son, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.
Kind one, the ransomer's mother, the open gate of heaven you remain, and star of oceans, bear aid to those who fall, who falling strive to rise your people. You brought to childbirth, with nature marveling, him who is your holy Father. Virgin before and forevermore, from Gabriel's mouth speaking, taking up that greeting, on sinners show your compassion.